Right now, we're going to head down. We're going to warp down to the Enderlin area and bring in my friend Ted Brandt, who farms you got kind of a couple of different farms down there, but he also owns Cheyenne Valley Ag. Ted, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. So you were talking about doing some soybeans today. Have you gotten out in the field yet?
We're just gearing up here. We'll probably be trying it here in about an hour.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a couple of different things. You guys, a few weeks ago now, September 8th, 9th, we had that freeze stuff going on, which zapped a fair portion of farms up in the northern half of North Dakota. There were some in the southern portion, but not really hearing much or problems in the Lisbon or Enderlin area. I guess, first of all, let's ask about your farm. Did you have any issues with the frost?
You know, the tops of the leaves really got kind of bit off there. Looking from the road, it looks worse than it does in the field. We take a walk out into the field and look down underneath the canopy. Our beans that were still growing and still a little bit greener, the later planted ones, we notice they're still alive and they'll still fill. We won't really see much of a yield reduction there. The beans that we had already started defoliating on, I don't think we'll see anything happen to them.
Okay. Remind me a little bit. I know you do soybeans, and I believe you do corn. Did you do wheat as well?
Yes, we had a fair amount of wheat this year.
Okay. Well, how did that turn out? I'm guessing that's already in the bin, but I haven't asked you.
Yeah, we finally finished about the first week of September. It was quite the battle with the weather patterns we were having. Yields, they were kind of all over the board. The earlier planted stuff was much better than the later planted stuff. I think that had a lot to do with the heat that we saw during pollination time.
Okay. How about the corn? Are you pretty much in the home stretch?
I think right before that frost, if we would have had another week, we would have all black layered, but we're seeing anywhere from 50 to 30% milk layer yet, so we're getting down there.
Okay. You've kind of been in that area. I mean, you guys got some moisture this summer, but I don't think you had like the bucket loads of rain at one time. I guess I could be wrong with that, but I should ask you right now, what's the soil like right now? Is it pretty dry? I mean, could it actually use a little bit of rain?
Our soil moisture is sitting pretty good. Subsoil down below, if we got plenty of moisture there. The tops is finally starting to dry out again from that last big rain we had. Ever since that last big rain, we really haven't had a lot of heat, so we just haven't been able to dry much out.
Okay. Well, I do want to ask you before I let you go here about your business, Cheyenne Valley Ag. And first of all, maybe just remind folks if they're down in the Lisbon or Enderlin area, what kind of products that you sell?
Well, we got soybeans, corn. That's kind of our main push. Offer all Xtend varieties and List varieties. And there will be a new Xtend Flex for people that are interested into it.
Okay. Has it been busy so far? Are the growers starting to think about 2021? Or are they still trying to just get everything in the bin?
A little bit here and there. There's some talk about let's forward think about 2021. And there's some that's just let's see what we got out there this year. Right. The big thing is, should we be planting Xtend beans, or should we go and list with the labeling problems we're having right now?
Have you seen a kind of a tendency of what the growers are trying to pre-decide, what they're reading in the tea leaves of what's going to be decided for next year?
I think we're going to see an Xtend label come back through end of February. Kind of what we're hoping, but okay. There's a lot of guys that are wanting to switch to Enlist as well. As those varieties become better year by year, I think they will become more prominent.
Well, I do want to pass along now, if there are growers out there that have not done their buying decisions already for this year, you do have some discounts coming up here in a very short period of time. We got about a minute or so. Just why don't you run through that, Ted?
Our discounts start October 5th, be offering a 10% early order discount, and then I'll have a little bit of cash volume discounts go along with it. We'll drop 1% as the months go on. So November will be 9, December will be 8, and so on.
Okay. For anybody that wants to find out more about Cheyenne Valley Ag or the discount program that you've got coming up or just the products in general, what's the best way to get a hold of you, Ted?
The best way to get a hold of me is you could give me a phone call, 701-430-9427. Look us up on Facebook and send me a message on there.
All right. Very good. Well, Ted, I know you got to get some work done. Good luck with the soybeans today, and we'll visit with you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Again, that is Ted Brandt down in the Enderlin area. Cheyenne Valley Ag is his business.